إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، I'm in Malaysia in KL and I was listening to a presentation yesterday about the state of the situation and state of marriages in this country. And one of the facts that the presenter mentioned was that he said that in the year 2012 there were 56,000 divorces in Malaysia, and all of these are Muslim divorces. We are one day away from Valentine's Day, which is celebrated with great vigor here and in a lot of Muslim countries today. Now, quite apart from the pagan origins of it and so on and so forth, I just ask myself, I mean, what do we think we are achieving? We have a situation where it's not lack of promiscuous love that we are suffering from. It's an overdose of it. We are suffering from a lack of commitment. We are suffering from a lack of genuine relationships which are based on khair, on blessing. Relationships which are based on love. Relationships which are based on mutual appreciation, mutual thankfulness. And what we're chasing is promiscuous love. I mean, seriously, I think among the many things that we need to focus on, this is perhaps one of the most important, because the relationship and the home is where everything else emanates from. And if that is flawed, then how are we going to be able to do anything else when we have a home that's not safe? Seriously, we have to ask ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the relationship of the husband and the wife as one of his signs. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. The first sign of it, he said, جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ, that is sukoon. It is lack of turmoil. It is tranquility. It is peace. It's harmony. This is the first sign of a relationship. لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And Allah said, we have put between you love and we have put between you mercy. Now, we need to look for these things in our relationships. Is there sukoon? Is there peace of mind and tranquility, lack of movement away from the spouse, lack of running around here and there and so on and so forth? Is that there, or is it something else? What is it that characterizes our relationships? Sometimes, for example, you know, jokes and humor actually signal deeper things. For example, many people, we make these jokes, and I'm talking about the men. We make two kinds of jokes which are extremely common. One is, if the wife is away, if the wife is visiting her family or traveling somewhere, we make a lot of jokes about, so now you are free, and now this and that. What is really implied? I mean, just think about that. I'm not saying every joke is to be taken seriously. It's not to be taken seriously, but jokes are indicative of something else. What do you mean when your wife is away, you're free? Free to do what? What is it that you can do in the absence of your wife that you cannot do with her in the house? What is it that you can do, or you think you can do, in the absence of your husband that you cannot do if the husband is there? What is this issue of freedom? Free to do what? Seriously, we need to ask ourselves these questions, right? Because anything which has khair, I mean, you're free to pray tahajjud, you're free to make dua, you're free to laugh together, you're free to enjoy each other's company, you're free to have a good meal. What else are you talking about? When you say you're free, all these jokes about the so-called freedom when the spouse is away. The second one is a joke which only men make. I mean, this is a very male-oriented joke, which is a joking reference to a second marriage. Think about that. You know, I'm not trying to make haram what Allah has made halal, but my point is that there is this constant joke about about getting married a second time and so on and so forth. I mean, seriously, we have to ask ourselves this question. As I said, we are not talking about the haram and halal aspect. I'm saying that if you are talking about a second marriage so nostalgically and so with such stars in the eyes, what does it say about your first marriage? What does it say about the marriage that you are in? Seriously, ask yourself this question. It's not a question of joking. It's not a question of humor. That is indicative of deeper things. So what is it saying about your current relationship? Really, we have to ask ourselves, because our relationships are not only about ourselves, not just about the two people. It's about the children and the family. It's about the influence of that on the children. It's a lot more than that. So we have to ask ourselves this question and say, what kind of relationship do I really want? Final point is that relationships, like everything else, are not magic. They are not magic. They are not things that just happen by themselves. They have to be worked on. And the health of a relationship depends on how much work you put into it. It's like your body physique. It depends on how much effort you make to make that physique good. So also with the emotional relationships, as far as marriage is concerned. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes, he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah loves the man who wakes up for tahajjud and wakes up his wife. And Allah loves the woman who wakes up for tahajjud and wakes up her husband. See the reference that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made with regard to the one who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reference is related to Allah loves this marriage, and Allah loves those people who get up and wake up each other in order to connect with Him Jalla Jalaluhu. So we need to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the marriage is a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He mentioned this, wa min ayatihi, He said from His signs is the fact that He made these spouses for you from amongst yourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those marriages which connect each other through Him Jalla Jalaluhu. So seriously, let us ask ourselves and say, what is it that we are doing with regard to our marriages, and try and do the best that we can with it. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika.